Hey everybody, Kyle Klingman with Track Wrestling for another edition of 7 Minutes brought to you by CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. This week is special because we have a wrestler who hasn't wrestled a collegiate match yet, but that's why we do this. That's why we have this sponsored by CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com, because we want to find out more about how someone chooses a college, how someone gets to a college. And this story is unique because Gabe Tagg, our guest for today, didn't take the traditional route. He went out to the Olympic Training Center and worked with Kevin Jackson in the Elite Accelerator program. We're going to find out about that. We're going to find out about a few other things for someone who is going to represent the United States at the Junior World Championships. So excited to have Gabe Tagg on this week's edition of 7 Minutes. Also excited for everyone to check out CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. Robbie Vincent has done a great job of setting up this website so that you have all of the resources you need to make the best decision possible for your future. That's what we want for everyone. We want them to be in the right spot. It might be NAIA, it might be Division I. It all depends on what your needs are. Be sure to check out CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. Just stick around for us first, though. We got Gabe Tagg coming up next. Gabe Tagg, welcome to our 7 Minute series. We appreciate you being on.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to be on.
So you are only 19. So the first question is, if you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at the age of 15, what advice would you give yourself 4 years ago?
I would tell myself, don't stress about anything. That was a big problem, is I would defeat myself a lot. So if I just go practice and wrestle worry-free, I would compete a lot better.
Number two, let's just go back to recruiting, which took place recently. What do you remember about the recruiting process? What were your top three schools, and why did you pick North Carolina?
I actually only had two schools, which is Oklahoma State and North Carolina. I just picked North Carolina because it's Oklahoma State coaching staff, which is because I really wanted to go to Oklahoma State. But then I thought about it long term, and I want to go to the North Carolina Business School. So, and the amount of alum that have came out of there, like, for example, Galli, he was an ACC champ at North Carolina back in the 80s for wrestling. He's the CEO of TTI. It's a $5 billion corporation.
So that helped in your process of going there?
Yeah, because my end goal is, because I don't want to work forever. I like to come back to the sport of wrestling. But I want to also run a really good program. So in order to do that, I would need some money. So I chose the business route to make a lot of money so I could fund that.
If you could take one skill from any other wrestler and add it to your game, what do you think would benefit your wrestling the most?
I wouldn't take any skill from any other wrestler because I feel like what I do works best for me, and trying to emulate somebody else would just only throw a wrench in it and cause me to wrestle differently. So I really wouldn't take – I love watching other wrestle. Because what they do is very interesting to me, but I wouldn't take any skill from anybody else.
Let's say wrestling has one governing body and you are the president. What would you want to change?
Honestly, women's wrestling in college, because I see a lot of girl camps come through the OTC, and they work their butts off just as hard as we do, but they don't get enough attention like they should. So I'd make it more of a priority.
What is the last thing you tell yourself before you set foot on the line?
Have fun.
What is the greatest compliment someone could give Gabe Tagg?
It was when I was a cadet at Fargo, and I was hanging out with Kendall Cross, and he went up to, this is when I was really interested in Oklahoma State, he went up to John Smith. He was like, watch out for this kid's going to be stud one day.
What's the one thing your coach yells at you that you can hear every single time?
Stronghold, move hands, move feet.
What is the strangest thing that has ever gone through your mind during a wrestling match?
Fire truck's red instead of blue.
If you could go back and re-wrestle any match, which one would it be and why?
My match at Who's Number One against JoJo Argona. Because, like, that, like, I don't care about the result. It didn't bother me if I won or lost. It's just, like, that was an easy match to win. Because, like, I had a very good turning point at, like, in February with wrestling. And if I wrestle that now, there's no way he scores on me. Not even a point.
Who's somebody you've really enjoyed scrapping against and why?
Jimmy Hernandez, our second match at Trials, because I was up by 9, and all I needed was one more point to attack him, and he would not give it up.
What's your greatest fear?
My greatest fear is bees. I hate bees. I can't do them. Yeah, if I see a bee, like when I'm outside, if I see a bee, I'll like almost have a nervous breakdown.
Has it happened recently?
Well, when we were at my friend's house, we were fishing, and I was on the other side of there's like a fork in the river, and I was in the fork, and there was a bee over there, and I just jumped in the river and swam across. I was not going to do anything with that bee.
If you could go back and wrestle anybody from any era, who would you want to compete against?
I'd want to wrestle Dave Schultz because, in my opinion, John Smith is the greatest wrestler of all time in American history, 6 straight world championships. But I would want to wrestle Dave Schultz because he was just, like, by so many people, he's just regarded as one of the greatest. And I would want to wrestle him to see what he does and how his style of wrestling was.
Final question. What did you gain out of your experience at the Olympic Training Center this past year?
How I understand myself as a wrestler, what makes me feel good before I wrestle, what I need to do and focus on when I'm training. It was just a big growing up experience for me.
Gabe Tagg, you just went 7 minutes. We appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you.